We're going to start with the song in just a moment, but before we do, please feel free during the service to stand, to sit, to move around, to do what feels right to you to praise God. We're going to start by singing Come People of the Risen King. This song was chosen by Paul. The music, the words, it's a fantastic song. I looked up what it was all about. It's a call to worship. So I thought we'd have it at the beginning because that's what we are here to do this evening. So stand, sit as you feel led. Please do take your seats. So, when I was thinking about a theme for this evening, I've been thinking quite a lot recently about David, about his life, about the things that happened to him, about his relationship with God. So I thought that's probably quite a good theme for this evening. So that is the theme that we are following this evening. We're following the life of David, I suppose, the stages that he went through in his walk with the Lord. Now, we're going to start off by thinking about the fact that David, very, very early on, he was chosen. He was chosen by God. He was anointed. So I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. So first of all, from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, just a few words. It says, I'm not necessarily going to read it all, but the last little bit, it says, I have chosen one of his sons to be king. So right back then, David was chosen by God, and then he was anointed. And in exactly the same way, 1 Peter, verse 2, it tells us, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, if I can read it. It says, "But you, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." So David was chosen. We are also chosen. We are a chosen people. Our second song that we are going to sing speaks about being chosen by God, being asked by God to do things. It was actually chosen by Cresta. I don't think Cresta's here this evening. But Cresta chose the song. The song is "I, the Lord of Sea and Sky." So again, stand or sit as you feel. Another song about what God thinks of us, the fact that God has chosen us, that we are special, we are loved, we are who God says we are. We're going to sing, "I am who you say I am."
Welcome me. I was your slave.
Please do sit down. So I'm going to fast forward just a little bit through David's life because there's far too much to cover in one service. So a little bit later on, David's had some success. He's killed Goliath. Things are pretty good in some ways. But then what happens is he finds himself on the receiving end of Saul's wrath. And he's being persecuted. Saul is chasing him. He's trying to find him. And so he's in this place where perhaps it looks like things are going really, really wrong. And he's feeling surrounded by enemies on all sides. And that's something that perhaps we don't all feel surrounded by enemies on all sides, but we can all be in that place where it feels like everything's going wrong, where we feel like perhaps we're at the bottom of a pit, but God's not forgotten us, which is essentially what David found and what David said. So I'm going to read from Psalm 69, verses 1 to 4. In fact, I don't even really need to look it up because the amazing Sarah has it there for us. But Psalm 69, David. So this is a psalm of David. And he says, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I'm worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause, those who seek to destroy me." So that's how David was feeling at this point. I'm going to read now from Romans chapter 8. As I say, David felt like that, but I think we can often feel like that as well. So Romans chapter 8, verse 35, and it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." So even when we are in the depths, when we are in that miry pit, and we feel like there are enemies on all sides, we are more than conquerors. So we are going to sing it now. One song which you may not know, and one which you will definitely know. I do like to bring new songs sometimes. So we're going to start by singing, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And the words are, "You never let go. Through the calm, through the storm, you never let go. In every high and every low, you never let go of me." So again, stand or sit as you wish.
Fear no evil.
Lord, we thank you that we can trust in you. We thank you that you will never let us go. Whether we're in the calm, whether we're in the storm, whether we're in the high or the low, in the valley or on the mountaintop, that you will never let us go. You are always with us. You never leave us. Thank you, God. Amen. So, skip forwards just a little bit. And as I'm sure you will all know, David becomes king. So I am going to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. And it says, "All the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, 'We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on the military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, "You shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall become their ruler." When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, the king made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 40 years. So David, he went through the valley, he went through the persecution, but that anointing that he had so many years before when he was chosen by God and he was anointed, it came to pass. It came to fruition. So we are now going to sing about God's faithfulness in that happening for David, but also to us. So we're going to sing, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Please do sit down. So again, fast forward just a little bit. I'm not going to go into the details, because again, we could be here all night. David messes up. He does some not very pleasant things. Displeases God. So I'm going to read now from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 9 to 11. And this is what it says. It says, "Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You took his wife to be your own and killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you despise me and you took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own." This is what the Lord says. "Out of your own household I am going to bring calamity on you. Before your very eyes I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you. He will sleep with your wives in broad daylight." So as I say, David did wrong and he was punished. God was angry with him. He was punished. I'm going to read now from Psalm 51. So this is something that David says, possibly at this point, but he says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge." David did wrong. He was judged. But we'll come to this in a moment, but we'll sing about it now. There's grace. So we are going to sing Amazing Grace. Your seats. So we won't dwell on perhaps the trough of David's life. After that, there was restoration, there was grace, there was forgiveness. God said of David, he was a man after my own heart. So despite everything that David did, there were other things as well, but he was still a man after God's own heart. He was restored. So I'm going to read now from Psalm 51, the same psalm I read from just a moment ago. And David says, he says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you." So that's what David is asking. And exactly the same way for us. We all mess up. We all do things wrong. Maybe not quite in the same way that David did, but so many times we sin. We do things we shouldn't do, but there is restoration, there is grace, there is restoration for us as well. So now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. We are a new creation, we are forgiven, we are restored." So we are going to sing a song now, which is, this is another one you may not know. It's called "The Reckless Love of God." I know the youth have sung it here, so it may be familiar to you. But it says, "Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me." And then the chorus says, "Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God." Let's see. invite you now to raise prayers of thanksgiving for God's love, for the fact that he never leaves us, that he chases us down. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that even in a flock of 100 sheep, you would leave the 99 for the one, that we might be that one, that you would leave that flock and you would come and find us, you would chase us down, find us with your overwhelming, reckless love. Amen. Amen. David then received the promise, a promise from God. So I am going to read from 2 Samuel chapter 7, first of all verse 9 and then verse 16. So this is what God says. He says, I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth. And then verse 16, your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. David was given that promise that his line would continue. And as we know, it did. Jesus, the line of David. And we have a similar promise. So, reading now from Ephesians chapter 2. This is our promise. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. That's our promise. We are saved by grace. We're going to finish by singing two songs. We'll sing them together. We'll sing the goodness of God, first of all, and then we will finish by singing King of Kings, Majesty.
Oh, my days. Your goodness is running.
Lord, we thank you that just like David, you clothe us in royal robes that we don't deserve. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for saving us. Amen. There are refreshments in the lounge, so do feel free to go and get some refreshments. Thank you for coming this evening.
Can we also get a group of people together to put the baptistry together? Thank you.